It's that time again for our movie critic Bob Mondello's latest home viewing recommendation. This week, a new 70th anniversary release of what many call the greatest film of all time, Citizen Kane.
Rosebud.
Tragic, demanding, controversial, larger than life, and a mystery even to those who knew him. That's newspaper man Charles Foster Kane, and by many accounts, theater genius Orson Welles, who produced, directed, co-wrote, and starred in Citizen Kane when he was all of 25.
As Charles Foster Kane, who owns 82,364 shares of public transit preferred, you see, I do have a general idea of my holdings. I sympathize with you. Charles Foster Kane is a scoundrel. His paper should be run out of town. A committee should be formed to boycott him. You may, if you can form such a committee, put me down for a contribution of $1,000.
My time's
on the other hand, I am the publisher of the Enquirer.
You may want to watch his performance and the intricate jigsaw puzzle of a film it's in several times, first to revel in its storytelling, then to learn why cineasts love it so much. The Geek Squad explanations are handled in two full-length commentaries, one by director Peter Bogdanovich, the other by critic Roger Ebert, both recorded a decade ago for the 60th anniversary release. Each of them dissects virtually every shot.
You see that little hat on the table there, and it just kind of jiggled a little bit as they sat down. I want you to play this back on the DVD and look at it again, because, of course, the camera moves straight through the table. How did it do that? Well, the table was built to be in two pieces and to come together after the camera had cleared it.
Think of it as a filmmaking class in a box. The Blu-ray set includes posters and storyboards, a reprint of a 16-page souvenir program from 1941, and even the receipts for three cases of scotch, initialed by O.W., who doubtless wanted them for medicinal purposes while editing. And there's a two-hour documentary recounting the war waged against the film by newspaperman William Randolph Hearst, who considered Citizen Kane a personal slander.
Hearst was absolutely furious about this film and wanted it destroyed, period.
No Hearst newspaper ever published a review. No Hearst newspaper ever published an ad. The orders came from San Simeon.
The great filmmaker Robert Wise, who edited Kane when he was still a kid, thought the film turned out, in retrospect, to be more descriptive of Welles than of Hearst. Outsized, sad, especially at the end, but brilliant. I'm Bob Mondello.